Hotel LaSalle. Just listening.
4 HKX Mobile.
In 0TR.
How you feeling? Any better today?
I was feeling cruddy all morning, and I was feeling better yesterday, as you could tell by my voice. But you know, Bernice just brought me some chamomile tea, hot, and it's called Potitsa, P-O-T-I-C-A. It's a German nut roll she makes, and I'm feeling a little better. How's your day going?
Going good. Out here enjoying the beautiful day. Trying to get back on schedule, visiting all my customers.
Always enjoyed my jobs, 99% of them. I'm glad to hear it, Patrick. Well, I was just piddling here. I just seen I had a crack in this mic cord on this old Icom 208, and so I ordered me another one right quick off of Amazon. I didn't know you could just buy the mic cord, but you can. So I ordered a mic cord too, and they're not all that expensive. $19.95 for the mic and $10 for the cord. So I thought, well, I'll just get one of each because I got two of these radios. You know how the wires get cracked down below the mic. Sometimes they're not too bad to fix, and other times, like this is a DIN plug, and they're a real pain in the gluteus maximus, and that ain't your elbow.
I imagine so. Some of those are so small you can't hardly see them anymore, for one, and to tell what color they are.
It was made out of that, I don't know what you call it. It's almost like a braid, but it's not, and it won't take solder. It's the dangest wire I've ever seen in my life, and you're just not going to solder it back. Now, I have a tool that you can put on. They can probably fix this one, but for $10 for throw it in the ditch and get another one. Well, it's 55 degrees, but there's a north wind out there up to 14 mile an hour gusts. It's pretty darn chilly. So park your truck with the door in the opposite direction. So your tip of the day.
Always try to park where I'm aiming the door at the shop, so that least amount of walking in traffic for everybody.
Doing pretty good right now, Patrick?
I mean, yeah, it's typically slow here starting off the year, so everything's about like normal right now.
Well, I was over here yesterday, and I worked till, well, right after I talked to you last night, you did a good job on the net. I don't know how you guys do it. But it's a nice thing, and I'm proud of you guys that do it. It's quite a responsibility, but I was working over here on the workbench still after that, and felt pretty good. And then I went to bed, and as soon as I laid down, I started that terrible coughing, and I mean terrible. And it kept me up a good deal of the night, and so that's the reason I've been feeling kind of cruddy today, I think. Bernice fixed a nice breakfast for us this morning, eggs and sausage and toast and whatnot. And I thought that'd make me feel better, but up until just the last half hour, until she brought me that tea, I didn't feel worth a darn. I'm not much of a hot tea person, but, you know, I just about eat anything right now.
Okay, here you say that about hot tea, he'll be on you.
Does Shane like hot tea? I started to call him later yesterday, and I just haven't felt like it much. I talked to Jerry this morning for a while, and Rusty.
His mom was British, so he likes that hot tea. I give him a hard time about it all the time. Down here in the South, we like that cold sweet tea.
I have to get him. Yeah, I asked him if he's had his tea and crumpets for the day. Well, I tell you, but it wouldn't be nice where you can put that sweet tea at. I like unsweetened tea, but, you know, I'm a Yankee.
Lightly sweetened. Somehow it gets a little carried away. I don't want it to be syrup. But just like cold tea. I mean, I can drink it about anyway. As long as I'm eating with something, it don't matter. I'm good with it.
This is N0TR. Yeah, I like unsweetened tea, but I sure don't like it sweetening. I'm assuming that they use artificial sweetener in these restaurants down here, but you order a glass of tea, and I'll guarantee you down here it's going to be sweet tea unless you specifically tell them.
Well, I always order sweet tea when I go out. I know a lot of people, though, they'll order half and half. So I'm not too picky about it. As long as it's cold and not hot.
It's a good drink, and it's good for you, no doubt about that. We don't drink a lot of it, but Bernice makes it now and then, and lets it set a while and then puts it in the fridge. And I definitely will drink it. And if I'm feeling bad, I'll drink hot tea. Most of the time, it's just coffee with artificial sweetener and artificial creamer. But, you know, I can't drink sodas, which I don't hardly ever drink them anymore. If it's a diet soda, it'll make me sick just instantly. I just cannot go with that. But it's funny, I use that Splenda in my coffee all the time, just one little baggie of it, and it don't bother me a bit.
Soft drinks are sweetened with aspartame and not Splenda. So that's probably the difference. I can't take a diet soda. I'd just soon not have anything than to drink one of those things. I'm not a diet soda fan at all. That aftertaste just hangs around forever.
We keep some Coke Zero here for the kids. They like that. I don't like that. But that's probably the difference. But I like ginger ale, and I like Sprite, and I drink a Coke, you know, once every 2 or 3 months or something, if that. But when I worked at that machine shop for 32 years, I was known for having my cup with me. Every time I go to a machine, I had my drinking cup, and I always had soda in it, and that was not such a good idea, I don't think, but I could have probably ate a whole cow at that time and never gained a pound. But I like my Coca-Cola.
I drink more soft drinks than I should, that's for sure. I have cut way back, though, and I might have one or two a week now instead of two or three a day. So, but like I said, I bring my sweet tea with me now, which, like I said, is lightly sweetened, not syrup. So, and I drink more water, doing what I can.
Sir, 180 calories. Now, I drink I like those little cans, you know, about 4 inches tall, and, 2.5 inches in diameter. Because a big can of soda is 160-180 calories, and I don't watch calories, you know better than that at my age, but I just always waste them in those 12-ounce cans, so we buy the small ones anymore, and I keep them in the fridge here, and I know Phil come by one day, and he drank a ginger ale, and he said, man, that's the coldest ginger ale he'd ever drank, and he really liked it. I love my Canada Dry ginger ale. I've tried those other ones. I don't care much for them, but I always pick up some of these at Walmart in those small cans, and they say the ginger's good for you, but I've got to wear now. Bernice likes Sprite, so I'll go over to Fritz there. We're downstairs now. She's over sewing for the grandson. And he had some, I don't know what you call them. What they wear, playing basketball and stuff with numbers on it. And she's over modifying that for him because he's gotten so dang big. He can't wear an extra large anymore or 2X. He's big, Patrick. Now, and he wears, let me see, he's 285 pounds, I think, and is 6'6", and wears a size 16 shoe.
That's a ski.
Excuse me, Patrick. Boy, I never thought about that. I have to tell him that. He's not fat. He's just a big kid. He plays offensive line in football.
He is a big kid for 16 years old to be 6'6 and 285. That's a big youngin. And I don't know. It'd be hard to throw the ball over top of his head.
Between me and you, I kind of get the drift. He don't like to be hit. He's a tackle. But I don't think he likes to be hit, but he's on the offensive line. I don't know a whole lot about football. I watch a little bit of it, Patrick, other than, you know, us kids. But we've watched some here in the last few days. My son-in-law's a cheesehead from Wisconsin, and his team lost last night. I watched it till about 11, and I wanted to see the old-time quarterback there win. And the same way with Tampa Bay, I like to see old Brady play. They can say what they want about that boy, but he's good at what he does. This is OTR.
By the time I am getting ready to pull into my next stop, so I'm going to say 7-3. And I hope you and Miss Bernice get to feeling better soon. That way you can get back up and going. And y'all take care, and I'll talk to you on down the log. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3.
Nice to hear you this afternoon. Can't wait to meet up with you again, maybe up north someday, Patrick. I'm just sitting here exerting myself, watching an old rerun of Gunsmoke, and I think I might go take a nap. You can do that if you're over 50, and you have a good day. And a safe one, KO4HKX, N0TR, now clear. N0TR, testing clear.